Tracy W. Andre. I hope I'm saying that.
That's good, Andrea.
Oh, good. And this is Florence and Fluffy Go for a Walk.
Florence and Fluffy Go for a Walk. With the colorful leash clipped securely onto the solid brass ring on Fluffy's collar, they started their walk. Florence was dog-sitting this 20-pound darling who she had nicknamed Fluffy the very first day. It was her duty to keep Fluffy safe in this normally peaceful and pretty neighborhood. About one block along, she sensed strange movement in a window. Looking, she saw an enormous black dog leaping and pawing manically at the window glass. It was a hellhound from Hades, she was sure, and would wreak havoc, shredding everything in its path if it broke loose. She urged Fluffy along, and in her peripheral vision was sure she saw a second and third head sprouting out of its shoulders. Florence knew hellhounds can't negotiate 90-degree turns. They're so crazy, all they know how to do is run straight ahead. So Florence, despite being a bit frail, stepped up the pace, rounded the corner, and hoped nothing else would happen. They were heading west towards the setting sun when a strawberry blonde dog weighing about 150 pounds came at them. The owner was following some distance behind, walking with a self-assured playboy swagger, the dog leash draped like a stethoscope around his neck. Florence held Fluffy close by his collar while the strawberry monster bounded around them. The owner eventually sauntered up and offered stupidly that his dog is just fine. "I have no way of knowing that, so please take your dog and move along," said Florence crisply. Then the man with thinning, obviously dyed strawberry blonde hair made his mistake. "Shut up," he said, clearly accustomed to hurling the final insult. Florence may be little, and she may be old, but like all women, she is fierce and now filled with fury. A retired law professor, she proceeded to give him a tongue-lashing for which nothing in his life could have prepared him. She was diplomatic, concise, and never used vulgar language. She specifically reminded him of the leash law, gesturing towards his dog, which was still close to little Fluffy, who really was being an absolute angel. The man, speechless, turned and left. Florence knew she had hit her mark by the way the tips of his ears glowed red in the late afternoon light. After all, she thought to herself, smiling modestly, no one is above the leash law.